Now let's talk about remote influencing someone's health by using your mind in a very special way. Now that's not that far out. For instance, when someone talks to you in a physical sense, or you even have a thought, it can actually change the chemistry of your whole body instantly. That's how a lie detector works. They put a machine on two fingers and they check the electrical resistance of your body. And with one thought, you change instantly the electrical resistance in the body. One tiny thought can change it. So you can influence someone from a distance and affect their health using the three scenes technique. Now, earlier we talked about being outside the factory and changing things physically. That's where doctors work. We as intuitives, medical intuitives, we as healers, and I'm saying we now because you're getting well into the program, you've already joined the group here. You're beginning to be able to do these things by using your ordinary brain and your ordinary mind in a very special way. So doctors set up outside the factory and they make their physical changes. And thank goodness for them. They have their medicines. They have their knives. They have their radiation treatments. They work on the physical plane. Now we're talking about working on the mental plane where you have this other foot standing that these doctors don't have. You have this other foot standing in the mental or spiritual dimension where you can use the three scenes technique to actually affect someone's health. So remember again, in the factory, we went way back up into the mental part of the factory by working our way back. And we talked to the engineers or the person who draws the blueprint, and we changed the pattern so that as things started shaking out, going down the assembly line, working their way up through the building blocks and becoming matter, working their way up into the physical dimension, that the pattern would change how something was put together. So it would start at the mental or spiritual level, work its way up gradually into becoming a physical result. And now you have a key. Now you have the ability to communicate with the other side. Now you have the ability to make changes with the three scenes technique to be able to change someone's health from a distance. So on the first scene, you picture the situation. Now let's talk about that for a minute. What you're really doing is if you're going to ask someone for some help, you need to give them the address. If you're calling for a tow truck or a mechanic, you give them the address. You take your car in to get it fixed. You tell the mechanic what it's doing, what the problem is. You don't just park it and say, help my car out. You get into details. You tune the mechanic in to what the problem is. And when you make your first scene on the three scenes technique, you're tuning in to exactly what the problem is, so that when you transmit this, higher intelligence will know what solution to bring out. We don't just do a general thing, say, help out Bob. We tune to the problem, exactly to the situation, as we're calling them now, and we get the exact frequency, and then we report that first scene. So we see the problem in the scene, and then next, we see ourselves doing something to help the situation. We see ourselves in action. Whatever information we got at the intuitive level by listening to one of the CDs or listening to the alpha sound, whatever we got in that session that we did about this problem that we got at level, we see a scene of us using those solutions. And then once we visualize those solutions in the second scene, in the third scene, we visualize the final result. So if you had gone back into that factory, of course you would go back and talk to the person who drew up the blueprints and said, you know, here's the situation that we have, and here's my possible solution, and here's the final result. that I would like to see happen. And so you make these three scenes and report those, and you watch for them to come up through these building blocks and manifest in the physical. Now, sometimes it happens instantly. Sometimes it takes a little while. Sometimes we need a little more fine-tuning. Sometimes in the first scenes, we didn't quite get all of the situation in. Sometimes in the second scene, we didn't quite get all the possible solutions that would be helpful. So we'll get reports. We'll get reports. And that's how you use the three scenes technique. That's how you can use it.